During a swing through Greater Sudbury in the final days of a snap election season, Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario Doug Ford picked up a local endorsement. At the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 1687 offices in Sudbury, members gathered to pledge their nod of support. Union Business Manager and Financial Secretary Kevin Godore said the endorsement comes as a result of Ford's pledge to tackle U.S. tariffs and his dedication to supporting the trades. When it comes to tariffs, which he said would affect all 700 union members alongside a broader swath of the economy, Godore said, "We need a leader who understands these challenges and is committed to fighting for fair trade and supporting our members." Godore also credited Ford's renewed commitment to enforcing compulsory certification in the electrical trade as helping inspire the endorsement. "With the backing of the PC government, we've been able to modernize our training facility and offer more in-person and online training opportunities, even opening doors for secondary school students to access training to kickstart their careers in the construction industry," Godore said. Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario leader Doug Ford poses for a photo with a supporter at Carpenters Local 2486 in Isilda on Sunday. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. "There's nothing that can be built in this province without their hands on it somewhere," Ford said, crediting electricians as the ones who make things happen. "Nothing is more important right now than focusing on fighting these tariffs," Ford added. "It would devastate our economy, but I'll make sure it devastates their economy as well. It's not Americans who are causing these problems," he clarified, "it's one person, being U.S. President Donald Trump. He underestimates the resilience of the Canadian people, the strength of the Canadian people," Ford said. "We're fighters, we'll fight back every step of the way and we'll make sure we're prosperous and we thrive and grow. We'll never, ever be the 51st state, and Canada is not for sale." Answering a few questions from local journalists, Ford said that the long-sought work to finish widening of Highway 69 would be done as quickly as possible. "That's with everything now," he said. "We have to start moving. Get all the bureaucracy and everything out of the way." "Highway 69 is treacherous," he said, adding, "You put your life in your hands." The province has been working with area First Nations to get it done. "I think we have a deal, so we'll be able to widen it," he said. "It's a priority." Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario leader Doug Ford poses with supporters, candidates and Carpenters Local 2486 students in Isilda on Sunday. To the left of Ford is Sudbury Progressive Conservative candidate Max Massimiliano. In blue to the right of Ford is Nickel Belt Progressive Conservative Randy Hazlett, and at the far right is longtime Liberal supporter Dr. Rayudu Coca, who jumped ship earlier this election cycle to endorse Massimiliano. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. Ford also pledged to help get mining projects rolling, including the long-discussed Ring of Fire approximately 540 kilometers northeast of Thunder Bay, and blamed the federal government for holding things up. "God willing we get re-elected, things are going to change," he said. "I've told the feds, things will change." When it comes to the Ring of Fire, he said the push to consult with First Nations hundreds of kilometers away is ridiculous. "Take us to court, do whatever you want, we're moving," he said. "Enough's enough, it's been 20 years. There's a great deal of untapped potential in Ontario's critical minerals," he said, drawing a parallel between the Alberta oil sands and Ontario's critical minerals. "Just imagine if we get rid of provincial tax like Alberta does because of our critical minerals," he said. During his campaign stop, Ford also took a moment to criticize Greater Sudbury's two incumbent NDP candidates, including Jamie West in Sudbury and France Chalinas in Nickel Belt. "They vote against everything to do with this town," Ford said, also claiming they don't show up half the time, and carry zero voice, at Queen's Park. "Thank goodness you have the mayor," Ford said, adding that Greater Sudbury needs Sudbury Progressive Conservative candidate Max Massimiliano and Nickel Belt candidate Randy Hazlett in Queen's Park. Sudbury.com has reached out to both West and Jelinas for their responses for a future story, which will also clarify their respective attendance records to test Ford's claim they don't show up half the time. On Hazlitt declining all of Sudbury.com's interview requests during this election cycle, Ford said, "He's out door knocking, that's what I've encouraged him to do. I encourage everyone to just keep door knocking. We have 4 days left, and we're going full steam." Massimiliano joined Ford for his appearance at International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 1687, and both local progressive conservative candidates were in Isilda for Ford's second campaign stop at Carpenters Local 2486. Local supporters joined them at both locations. Sunday's appearance by Ford marked the second time a provincial party leader has visited Greater Sudbury this election cycle. On February 13, Ontario NDP leader Marit Stiles stopped by Sudbury to launch her party's Northern Ontario platform. Earlier in the day Sunday, Ford visited Sault Ste. Marie, where he shared similar comments regarding U.S. tariffs as he did in Sudbury. A Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario representative told Sudbury.com that they planned on releasing their full Northern Ontario platform on Monday morning. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.